Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President-elect Donald Trump is meeting today with more potential candidates to fill top posts in his administration. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon, former Texas Governor Rick Perry, and even a Democrat, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii, are on the schedule to be at Trump Tower in Manhattan today. Rebecca Sinderbrand is managing editor of The Fix at The Washington Post. She's with us now. And Rebecca, the parade continues. What are you watching for today?
Well, we're looking for a number of things today. We've been told that there's a possibility of the announcement of some key posts, but of course that seems to have been kind of a work in progress. Things shift very rapidly. And we're also watching to see exactly what happens in this meeting between Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard and Donald Trump.
Yeah, what's she up for?
Now, she seems to be up for, if you believe the Trump campaign, pretty much every post. She's been mentioned Secretary of State, Ambassador to the UN. Right now, all of these things seem very fluid. Right now, you hear many different people mentioned for many different posts.
And Gabbard, we should say, was a big Bernie Sanders supporter.
Absolutely. So, you know, she's a big Bernie Sanders supporter. On the other hand, she's had a lot of positions that are a bit unorthodox. She's, right now, a lot of people refer to her as kind of the Republicans' favorite Democrat, which is kind of an odd when you consider a Bernie Sanders supporter, but she has given certain positions in terms of refugees, talked about Islamic extremism, declined to sign on to an assault weapons ban a few months ago. All these are positions that put her in the same neighborhood as supporters of Donald Trump.
Yeah, so if you watched any cable news over the weekend like I did, this is quite a spectacle. Trump, of course, was at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. A candidate would come up to the door. He'd come out. He might wave, say a few words. How different is this, what Trump is doing, from the way that other presidents have done it?
It's very different. You know, the way our Chris Silizis says to think about this process right now is a bit like performance art. The show seems to be everything. And, you know, right now we've been told to expect a video today where the president-elect will lay out his priorities for the first 100 days. Notably, this is not a press conference. We have rarely heard from him publicly since he was elected president. And so this is a very unusual way. Almost everything that he's doing at this point either takes place behind closed doors or on social media, very different from how past president-elects have handled it.
Yeah, well, on Friday, Trump settled 3 civil lawsuits over Trump University. This was a $25 million settlement. It could have been much bigger news over the weekend, but a lot of people have been saying that perhaps it was buried or a smokescreen because of Trump's reaction on Twitter to the cast of Hamilton confronting his VP pick, Mike Pence, on Broadway. What do you make of that?
You know, the interesting thing is, of course, that Trump himself also tweeted about the settlement several times. So if he was trying to bury it, he wasn't doing a very good job of pushing that. You know, you have to say that right now, this is not the last conflict we're going to hear about from Donald Trump. And the fact of the matter is, each of these issues presents something that needs to be or will be discussed in the days and weeks and months ahead. Hamilton itself was not obviously a very significant moment, except for how it crystallized a lot of the issues that are still swirling around how the president-elect has chosen to reach out to people who did not support him during the campaign.
Yeah, Democrats also wondering how the incoming Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer will be approaching this president. And he did give us some ideas. Here he is on ABC's This Week with Martha Raddatz.
When he's opposed to our values, we're going to go after him tooth and nail. For instance, we're not going to let him repeal Dodd-Frank or the rules we put in place to limit Wall Street. They're going to regret the day they tried to repeal the ACA. So when we oppose Trump on values or if his presidency takes a dark, divisive turn, we're going to do it tooth and nail.
Rebecca, real quickly, how do you see that relationship working out?
You know, in the past, Donald Trump has had nice things to say about Chuck Schumer. We'll see how long that lasts once he actually takes office. There's a debate right now in the Democratic Party about the best way to handle Donald Trump. It'll be interesting to see in those first 100 days what sort of relationship takes place.
Yeah, maybe some common ground on infrastructure spending. Rebecca Sinderbrand, managing editor of The Fix at The Washington Post. Rebecca, thank you as always.
Thanks for having me.